So, conference line kicking out again. This is part three. We're going to embark on our practices for the month, the first being a breath, the second being a meditation, and the third being a mantra. And for purposes of introducing you to them, I'm going to teach you each one separately. The first is a breath called breath of fire, or Kabbalah Bati. It's a burning breath. It's a heating breath. For those of us currently in the northern hemisphere, this is a great breath for moving into winter. For those of you who are in the southern hemisphere, I want you to watch whether you feel overheated or not, okay? And if so, I want you to cut back on the breath. Or I can give you a cooling breath to put on top of it. So please post in the Facebook group if you're having an experience of feeling too hot. There is a video posted in the ThoughtSong Member Center where you can see me visually teach you how to do this breath. Okay, it's very helpful to have the visual. So first of all, take a comfortable seat and take a normal breath in. And then take a breath out. Okay, and now I want you to place your hand on your belly. Take a breath in. Take a breath out. And now on your next breath, I want you to exhale the breath really forcefully, coming from the belly, pressing the belly in to exhale the breath. So inhale. Okay, you inhale, and then you press the breath out, by using the belly. Practice that. Now I want you to shorten the breath, the inhale by half. So you're creating a shorter breath. You're still exhaling strongly with the abdomen and the belly. And as you become more familiar with this breath over the month, if you'd like to cut the breath in half, so you're actually taking a quarter of a full breath and exhaling, you can continue that. I don't know if you can hear me, but it would be rapid. Like that. Okay? So let's try this again. Inhale, kind of half a breath, and start exhaling fully by pushing back the belly to force the air out. Okay, it'll sound strong. And just create a pace that you can maintain for a little bit. And I want you to imagine, continue doing the breath, and imagine that you could take just one thing. It might be one thing you're jealous about. It might be one thing you're anxious about. It might be one thing you're arrogant or feeling unworthy. Just take one. Pick one thing. And I want you to imagine that you could throw it, okay, into this fire that we're creating in the third chakra, in the belly, and that it's burning away, okay? You're going to use this practice to consciously make a practice of burning away that ego piece. Something you don't need to experience anymore. That's holding you back from experiencing your own wisdom and wholeness and that expression of yourself in the world. Okay, so you're and once you've done that, fully exhale all of the breath out of the body and then allow the breath to come in naturally and exhale again. So that's our breath practice, okay? The breath of fire. You're going to do that in, 30 seconds. We'll practice together in the morning. And imagine that you're burning away the pieces of the ego that you don't need, okay, one by one. The next practice is meditation. So again, come to your comfortable seated position. And take a clearing breath in from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. And exhale fully. Now bring your conscious awareness up above the head. Right, just above the head, kind of grazing the crown, maybe up to an inch or so above the head. And imagining there a great white light, a ball of white light. And there's continuity in that light down from the heavens. And now consciously inhale that white light into the body and draw it all the way down to the tailbone. Okay? Still the light is bright. And then when you exhale, imagine circling that light around the first chakra at the tailbone. Okay, circling it on the exhale about 3 times. And then take another inhale. Rising your awareness to the second chakra, bringing the light with you. Light is shining bright in the second chakra. And on your exhale, it's circling the second chakra 3 times. And raising the light, bringing your consciousness and the light up to the third chakra in the solar plexus. The seat of your authentic power, and exhaling, circling that bright light 3 times now. Okay? Third chakra. Now, in this space, drawing the light of consciousness up your heart center. Exhale. And ask now. Ask what you really want. And listen. Consider the answer. Soft breaths coming in and out of the heart. Drawing in on the breath what it is you deeply want. And exhaling that wish, that desire on each exhale. And then on your next inhale, imagining that you already have that which you desire, okay? Inhaling it, experiencing how you, and on the exhale, in your mind's eye, pranaming and saying thank you. Continuing that pattern, inhaling, feeling the experience of what you most deeply want. And exhaling, thank you, in gratitude. And repeating that breath 3 more times, inhaling. Belly, your pranam. Thank you. And last breath in. Bowing in the mind's eye in gratitude. Exhale. Letting the breath come to you. And then you can open your eyes slowly, if you'd like, in this space. From here, our last practice this month will be a mantra. It's the mantra for prosperity and abundance. It creates around you and in you a vibration aligned with the vibration of prosperity and abundance. Remember that that is what Sanskrit mantra is designed to do, is to create a vibration. That's the same vibration as the aspect of the divine to which you are exploring or calling in. And so the name of this aspect in Sanskrit is Lakshmi. Okay, Lakshmi is represented as the goddess of wealth and abundance, prosperity, beauty, even anything in the material world that you can have and experience in abundance, in glowing abundance, is represented by the goddess Lakshmi. So this is a mantra that uses Lakshmi. And the mantra pronunciates multiple words. The mantra pronunciation is Om Shri Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. So let's just take that a couple words at a time. You'll repeat after me, and then we'll do the whole thing. It's Om Shri Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. I'm sorry. We're going to use Swaha. Swaha. Okay, with an S. So let's try this again. Om Shri Maha Lakshmiye Swaha. Let's try it all together. Om Shri Maha Lakshmiye Swaha. Peace. Okay. And we're going to sing it 108 times. I have my mala here, so I will be counting and keeping track. You don't need to. I'll give you a signal when there's one or two left. So when we sing it, it sounds like this. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Swaha. Okay, so we go up like we did with the Ganesh mantra. We go up on the Lakshmiye. And then Swaha. Okay. Take a breath in and we'll exhale that fully. And now take an exhale to begin, an inhale rather to begin. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Swaha. 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 Last one. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Swaha. So I'll leave you with that in the vibration of abundance for month 3. I look forward to being with you for our guest wisdom teachers and our call. Thank you so much for being here. See you on the forum. Namaste.